Great is your Spirit, Almighty God. You have given us so much. You've given us a home and hearts to love. You have given us family and friends and time and ideas sown as seeds that grow into wonders and feelings sown as smaller seeds that grow into universes of wonders and companionship every day, strength in our illness, and help in our strength, leadership in uncertain times, and solidarity in the times in which we are very sure. We give you thanks for all these things, all that has been. We remember with a smile all the faces and the warm hearts of those who have made it so. We ask now for one more word of prayer, one more postscript. Whatever it might be, one line to finish this chapter with enough opening to encourage the next one and the next as the story unfolds. One line, one postscript, one word. Perhaps thank you, not only to you, the leader of the universe, the creator of the worlds, but to all those lovely hearts and warm hands that have made your world real to us. We ask these things in Jesus' name and say the prayer he taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.